Former President Ronald Reagan reads the State of Illinois.
I'm Illinois, the 24th largest state and the 21st to be admitted to the Union in 1817. There are two sides to me. First, I'm farmland, rolling hills and small country towns. And then I'm a city. Not my capital city of Springfield, though that's a great place, but the windy city, Chicago, where half my people live. You can always count on having a hot time in Chicago, but one night in 1871, it got a little too hot. Rumor has it that a fire started in Mrs. O'Leary's shed when her cow kicked over a lantern, and that fire ended up destroying much of the city. Today, we have the three largest buildings in the world, the largest grain exchange in the country, and the world's busiest airport, O'Hare International. Before I go, I want to tell you about a favorite son of mine, Abraham Lincoln. Abe was a poor farmer's son who taught himself to read and write. He studied law and went into politics. He became the 16th, and some say, one of the greatest presidents this country ever had. I'm proud to call myself Illinois, the land of Lincoln.
Former First Lady Nancy Reagan reads the State of California.
I'm California, the 31st state, admitted to the Union in 1850. My capital city is Sacramento. Originally, I was a mythical place, hatched in the mind of a 16th century Spanish writer. But for the last 100 years, I've been producing and directing my own myths. You probably know them as movies or television shows. A town of mine called Hollywood cranks out most of the entertainment you see every day. Not everyone who lives here works in show business, but everyone who moves here seems to be looking for something. In 1848, thousands of prospectors risked everything they had looking for gold. Then in 1948, millions more came out looking for work. I know it's rude to brag about your personal income, but I have to tell you that as states go, I'm pretty well off. In fact, if I were a country, I'd be the sixth richest in the world. But despite all my riches, creativity, and beauty, I sometimes feel as if I'm on shaky ground, because I am. I have a dozen major earthquake faults and hundreds of minor ones running through me like a geological spider web. But even though I have a lot of faults, I think I'm pretty close to perfect. I'm California, the Golden State.